Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about updates on Mississippi 4-H shooting sports. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with John Long, Mississippi State University Extension Service 4-H Youth Development Specialist. So, John, first you want to talk about the national team that went to competition over the summer, and you kind of want to brag about them a little bit and talk about some of the things that they did this summer.
Absolutely. We had a really good delegation go to what they have now renamed as the 4-H National Championship. That's for the shooting sports. It was held June 26th through July 1st in Grand Island, Nebraska. We took 33 young people to this competition, and it is the very first time that we have taken members in all of the disciplines. We had some good results. We had individual members that got awards. We had team awards. And we have the second place pistol team in the nation, 22 small bore pistol team in the nation. And this is what was really interesting to me. They give a ranking overall based on states. And out of 36 states that were there, we ranked number 11. So we ranked very high. They had about 650 participants at that event. And it was a really good time for our young people to be exposed to other young people from other parts of the country with similar interests.
Yes, that is really good to hear. Now, the state invitational is something else that you want to discuss. Talk about the state invitational.
Right on the heels of the National 4-H Shooting Sports Championships, the state invitational was held. Another record-setting participants there was a little over 450 participants at state. And if you look at it from the standpoint of 650 at nationals, and then we have 450 over a two-day event, I think that says a lot as well. But cannot, and I really want to give, if I may say the word, shout out to wonderful partners that we had this year as well as last year, but I cannot say enough about the host sites that we had, the Meridian Public Safety Range. We had some disciplines at that location, and then archery and shotgun was held at Camp Bonacci Shooting Sports, which is part of the Choctaw Council of the Boy Scouts of America, and they welcomed us with open arms. They helped us with everything that we needed, and we absolutely cannot say thank you enough to them for all the hard work that they did and help us to have a very successful event. I would be amiss if I did not say thank you to all the extension agents that took the time to come and help with that event. We could not do it without you. We could not do it also without the volunteers that assisted as well.
Yes, it's very important to thank those who have helped us succeed. Now, we also have certified instructor workshops for those who want to become a shooting sports instructor. Tell me about those that are coming up.
There's currently one scheduled at this time. If you would be interested in being a instructor with the 4-H shooting sports, any discipline, 22 rifle to muzzleloader, you would need to go to your local extension office, and they can give you more information on how to get signed up for one of the workshops that we currently have scheduled. You do have to be a registered volunteer within your county, so they can also tell you how to do that as well. I always tell everybody, you don't have to worry about the young people coming to the program. What you have to make sure is that you have enough people to help you with that program.
So folks can go to their MSU Extension Service County office, and you can either Google that or you can go to extension.msstate.edu.
That is correct, and I will say this as well. The website has changed, so you need to go check it out. It is really cool and a lot more user-friendly. Click on 4-H on the homepage. You'll see 4-H safety programs. And when you click on that, you'll see 4-H shooting sports.
Today we've been speaking with John Long, Youth Development Specialist. I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.